Any scholar will tell you the origins of this are actually the most sacred of human beginnings, but something went wrong to put the goat's head on. She is a woman that is birthing a sun disk from that part area with the caduceus. We've got the caduceus in the second position now, like we saw in the earlier mural. The caduceus is leading us towards cracking the New York code. A sun-like star, sitting on the earth and pointing with three fingers, and it's got this soul. Caracalla actually means Kabbalah. I went and redrew this because it's okay, she's a torchbearer. That's why she's in the story. This met the secret of the Baphomet.
Embark on a journey into the mysteries of astrotheology, UFOs, ancient gods, and extraterrestrial connections. Explore the hidden high technology disguised in plain sight. Discover the celestial secrets encoded in the architecture of cities and
This
buildings.
is pretty cool. So I've been doing this now for about 30 days, plugged in about 30 days ago. And if you go to don'twastepower.com, you can get one also. You're going to save 66% off just by clicking the link specific. I don't know exactly how it works, but it helps save money on your electric bills. It helps get rid of dirty electricity and it helps protect your appliances. And tens of thousands of people have picked this device. Countless five-star reviews. Go to don'twastepower.com and save money. Oh yeah. Why not?
Right, we get back to Rome now and look at what St. Peter is showing on top of Basilica. This statue is pointing down the causeway, telling his secret about the key. He is pointing to Castel San Angelo, the Star Castle. So let's crack Rome first before we crack New York. So he's talking about what I think is the Key of Solomon, because I have a Key of Solomon star map as well. Is that not a key? Look at it very closely. To
Absolutely, it looks
me,
like a key.
absolutely. And of course, it's this little star map of following down Orion. There's the obelisk as the male anatomy of Orion. Okay, down to the Star Castle. If we look at Rome from above, that will prove it if this is all part of a star map. Why seven hills of Rome? By the way, the human code fits in there as well. I found in Egypt on Mars and at Stonehenge, same human blueprint code speaking about the message of humanity. Okay, so let's look at Rome from above. Here's our little key. There's the Star Fortress. There's a sun obelisk here at Popolo and a sun obelisk by the Pantheon. The seven hills of Rome coincidentally map out the Pleiades. Some will argue that they chose the hills of Rome for other reasons, but in my opinion, if Mithraism is tied to this, they would want to build that star fortress right there as being the most important part. Remember, there's a secret archive in there as well. Big story with angels and demons with Dan Brown, but they didn't tell the whole story. That is the star map of Rome. And we're getting closer to looking at New York. There are the stars in their positions. These are all right correlations. Three sun-like stars, Orion's belt followed to find it. Exactly like that, the leg of the bull you use, or Orion, just like we saw earlier on, basically showing the first degree tracing board. It is 100% match with ancient Rome. Here we get to the heavy stuff now. This is why I must call this a theory, the Baphomet. This is demonic. This is the devil. Not at all. Any scholar will tell you the origins of this are actually the most sacred of human beginnings, but something went wrong to put the goat's head on. She is a woman that is birthing a sun disk from that part area with the caduceus. We've got the caduceus in the second position now, like we saw in the earlier mural. The caduceus is leading us towards cracking the New York code. A sun-like star, sitting on the earth and pointing with three fingers. And it's got this soul, what's it again? Caracalla. Caracalla actually means Kabbalah. I went and redrew this because it's okay. She's a torchbearer. That's why she's in the story. This met the secret of the Baphomet, which I think is Sophia, Nut, all the sacred feminines that we saw, just like on the Rosicrucian star map. A sacred feminine woman birthing Sun Star One, the most important one. They're the two others with planets in front of them because they were crescented. And the Caduceus again. As part of her, but her head is showing human geometry. Three fingers pointing to three sun-like stars. That is the way to solve Kabbalah. We'll look at the Kabbalah side of the goat's head, and then threaten people that are caught with these manuscripts that they'd be burnt at the stake when the period came that made them forbidden. Periods of time for elite eyes only, commoner was not deemed worthy of knowing the secret. So she was Nut of the ancient Egypt. She was Sophia, and this other one as well. Can't pronounce it, but the sacred feminine origins tied in three legends, all as one. Solving Kabbalah. Let's look at the Kabbalah star map. There's the Kabbalah, it's Judaism origins. We have this pattern above that pattern. I noticed immediately this pattern down here first was like a Templar star map where it has Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But by the way, before this one, it was Father, Son, Mother. All three sons. These are sun correlations, okay, in that triangulation. Those three sons were personified as Father, Mother, and Son. Same with the Sumerians. They have exactly the same thing. Ancient Egypt, Father, Mother, Son, for those three sun stars, they personify them. Like you saw in Mithraism in the beginning, three sun-like deities, all male, in my opinion, for that one. But this Trinity Codex, she's the Christ or the cross. That is Orion, that you'll use to find the alignment of it, okay? To find the sun is shown with the Christ crucifixion. It's a dual story on our sun. This is our sun down here. So I put our sun, three sun-like stars. Now, looking at the pattern of the Pleiades on the Nebris star disk, which has three sun-like stars on it with Pleiades and Orion, that's out of view here. But I just want to show the pattern, seven like that, six around in the circle, one in the middle, just like that. This is the full star map of three suns, Pleiades, our sun, even the same symbols in here. It has John Dee's Monad, which is a big part of my star map story, which is the cross, the sun, and the crescent explained. That's all in the 2-hour documentary, which we'll link to from our website. The Tau is mentioned here. You can see the word Tau, and it's mentioned in other places as well. I'm trying to think where else I saw it, but it's on the ancient records, which is a Hebrew record, okay? And remember how the beginnings of Moses' story, beginnings of the Hebrew trek to build the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, they had the golden bull with the sun disk. So they knew all the story. Worshipping it was damn stupid. Bunch of idiots to do that. But to honor that as teaching of the place of our origins, that's what went wrong. And of course, the Christ story of veered away from idols and that sort of thing because people just didn't understand the complexity of the Torah stars. You can't even see them, and they weren't taught astronomy either. So that's the Kabbalah side of the star map. The Grail is part of it, yes, because that is the story of the Grail, those three and above, and the Orion story from below, same again with the Kabbalah. And her head is the secret geometry, but the torchbearer part of it is what I want people to remember with this teaching of the Baphomet, bringing the story forward as a flame keeper. Now, another big flame keeper is the Rosicrucian Manly P. Hall. That's his book. He even called his book Initiates of the Flame. He was pretty much saying he was a flame keeper. And he had a story about the cosmic lion with three suns on it. Now, if you look at the Mars star map on my 2-hour documentary, you'll see the giant lion geoglyph. The whole of Cydonia, by the way, with those little seven pyramids and those the face monument, they all fit on the face of the lion. This is amazing. But in the 2-hour documentary, I'm sorry to say we can't cover it today. He is a flame keeper. So we're going through all the flame keepers as we build up to the story of New York. So it started with Prometheus, Mithras, Helios, Hercules, all for elite eyes only. This is not what Prometheus wanted. So we've seen all those stories building up. It became a secret just for the elite. That's got to change. There's a South American story with Inca Manco Capac. Look at this big ring device that he's standing in. Guess what? He's a flame keeper right there. He has the bull and the crescent. There's a lot going in here and decoded with this dragon, the cosmic dragon, with the tongue being the cosmic plasma ribbon, according to the South Americans. So they have their own way of teaching it, but it's the hand gesture pointing and the flame keeper. This is another flame keeper right here. Right. Secret of Torchbearer Lady Liberty. Okay. She is basically bringing forth Prometheus's story. Okay. Finger pointing just like hers. Then we had as well the Mithras story of how she is basically now representing the Mithras teachings. Okay. And the Freemason first degree tracing board with the seven pointed sun-like star for her crown. This is what makes Lady Liberty special. That sun-like star, halo, crown of Mithras, and the torch. So now we're going to look at the torchbearer as a light bringer, flame keeper, all very well. We've basically, oh, I'm sorry, we had the cuts in our transmission earlier on. I've covered the New York star map. What I'm bringing forward now is, so you need to backtrack if you missed the leg of the bull in New York. That was the highlight of it. We lost power in that. But now what I want to get to, just as I'm starting to wrap up here, is this Lightbringer story in the Flame Keepers. It was for the 1%, and we have not decoded what is inside Lady Liberty to make her alien human origin story. We've seen the star map, but now we need to look at where is the human code origins message. Okay, big clue here. This statue, there's seven of them around the world on seven continents, just like the Lady Liberty story, supposedly representing seven continents. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, this artist decided, who is probably a Rosicrucian, because he called it an allegorical statue, Lady Liberty crown with wings. The Caduceus is here with cosmic serpents. She's wearing earrings that look like the sun with an exoplanet. She's wearing an Egyptian ankh, a Rosicrucian cross. Ah, this is definitely a Rosicrucian interpretation here that will be tied to Mithraism. She is wearing a banner that is full of stars all over it. It's probably just the zodiac. But what's important now is this double helix Caduceus. There's the Caduceus again, third time we've seen it now. To me, this is showing the human code might be tied in with Lady Liberty. We just got to crack how it is being shown with Lady Liberty, because you can't see anything here. I mean, if you look at the Mithras depictions as well here, showing that there are some showing Mithras with the seven-pointed crown with wings and the torchbearer and the serpent entwining, and the two serpent heads here. So Mithras as an angel. This is Mithraism to the highest degree. But I want to know what is inside her. Now, wouldn't it be nice if she wore like a scarf with the human DNA pattern code as a scarf? Then we'd know, oh, well, that's her human DNA code message behind her origins, matching, again, an Egyptian story of the DNA code that I showed in my two-hour documentary being tied to the leg of the bull story and the birthing of humanity from that sun-like star you see tied by the leg of the bull. But would you believe that is inside her? We are looking through the front like through a window. That is inside Lady Liberty. Gustav Eiffel designed a double helix staircase. The red is to go down and the blue to go up. So we don't have people scrambling in front of past each other. It's the safest possible means. There That's is cool. Her message. Isn't that amazing? That's inside the Statue of Liberty. Hidden. Hidden records, people of initiate society perhaps knowing it and saying, well, that's their story. And if there were visitors that came from above, they would be able to see inside, et cetera, or perhaps come and visit and see the story. I don't know. But basically, the human code is inside of Lady Liberty. Wow. That's just, you know, just another little piece of the puzzle with the star map. And of course, I want to get to now the where the story heads in the direction of what's coming in 2027. We're counting down to first contact. There's a show in the Atlantis star map, which we did in a previous interview. And obviously it's in the 2-hour documentary, but I need to make a statement right now about what is happening in 2027. I've been lucky enough to find what these ancient utterances in the Book of Revelation are saying from earliest translations, but it has been tainted by human hand. There's definitely things that have been purposely altered to protect the powers that be of the future. Because remember, when the Book of Revelation was written, the monarchy leaders of the time that were looking after the Bible and putting the Bible together, they were thinking they were going to see the arrival, the second coming. They were looking after monarchy interests. And I'm pretty sad to say that all those aspects have been twisted and altered. But I've been able to extrapolate what it means. And the Alpha Omega means the Taurus bull. And the Omega is the area of the Pleiades, the sacred feminine. And it's a stargate. You can see the big O. It's a giant O. That is the device. So if this person is saying they are the Alpha Omega, they're saying they're from the Taurus Stargate. But this is all happening in 2027. That's a big, big claim to make. And obviously people need to see the alien message to see what I'm saying. And that's in the two-hour documentary. You have no choice. You owe it to yourself to see the evidence of this date extrapolation from what seems to be the ruins of Atlantis. But I need to say that what is going to happen is up to how our world powers that be deal with the visitors. I'm pretty sure using the name Artemis for this project to get to the moon is telling what the objective is. Artemis is goddess of the hunt. Up to now, every UFO seen in the sky and every alien story, the initiates of armies all around the world is to get this technology at all costs. They're hunting the visitors. This needs to stop. Just in the name of humanity, for heaven's sake, just stop shooting at these visitors. Give them a chance to say what they have to say in 2027, and let's look at if they are tied with our beginnings, which is what my work is all about. The Sumerian tablet, by the way, shows exactly a hand with seven stars. You see his hand holding seven stars with a planet and a sun-like star. And he's stepping off from Taurus. This happened before. And the great king that recorded what happened on the Genesis stone in the two-hour documentary, he was made to change his ways by this cosmic messenger who's coming again. You can see it's the Christ reappearing. We will only know in 2027, but we need to stop shooting at lights in the sky or take this hunt effect. If we're going to the moon to hunt them for technology, we're going to come short. Our astronauts going on that mission might not come back because of that kind of protocol, if it were to happen. That is my opinion. They wouldn't have called it Artemis for nothing. Pleiades, sun-like star, there's a crescent. It's all there. And that's a big part of my story, obviously, in the two-hour documentary, counting down to first contact 2027. And the cosmic dragon is going to be present here. Look very carefully at what I think is going to be behind this messenger event. This moving plasma ribbon conduit that does that and opens a stargate. That is my opinion, but we'll see how that turns out. That's in my new book, The Alpha Omega Taurus Stargate. That's been updated, and the new edition is out. All my work, there's 12 of the most important parts of my work are today not visible. My books are being attacked. Visibility of my my website, even my YouTube channel, very, very low numbers. I'm struggling to be visible at the moment. Now, if you take away all of that, that's me. My little story, and Rex knows about it, and a few other people. There's probably less than 100 people on the planet that really know the whole story. But we need this to go through to the whole public. Everybody needs to have access to this information. That is why I've made the promise to make most of it free, but obviously books are for those that can afford it. Videos are visible on YouTube to free view. But we need people to come forward. We need to bring new flame keepers forward. I'm calling on the public that see this as important to please join my Patreon movement and become a flame keeper. I'm just leaving this for you to come here and press pause and read how we, the 99%, are in competition with the 1%. We need to make the story for the 99%, or we are going to fail. And something called wormwood is what comes to pass. Now, my whole story is to avoid this, because I believe the visitors will prevent this if we show we are not going to destroy the planet by cutting down all the forests, allowing global warming now to get out of control, where all our crops fail. And of course, enslaving humanity seems to be on the cards. This is what's supposed to happen. All the monarchy are thrown into hell through this cosmic dragon stargate opening. This is not going to be the solution. By taking our greatest elite manipulators, if they are profiteers, if they are, who knows, but I'm not here to judge, but there's one that comes from above that is wanting to throw them all to this place called hell. It's probably another world that's lost, that is going to be the elite enslaved and kept away from our Earth. That's not going to work, because every elite has basically owns his own army. If he goes missing, one king, one great leader goes missing, let's say Putin goes missing, do you not think he's got an army backup plan that wreaks havoc if he goes missing? It's not going to work. There needs to be an amnesty period for all the evil of the earth, that they have all this wealth. That wealth can be changed. Give them a chance to use their wealth to save what needs to be done to the planet, to bring down the temperature. So we have solar cycles, yes, causing global warming. But the part that we can change is the human effect, the carbon dioxide emissions, the maintaining forestry so we don't have all these world bushfires that are getting so out of control. Those bushfire burnings are bringing up the temperature of the planet. So we've got to avoid all this, and there's ways to do it. We need to listen to the visitors that are coming here. There's many depictions of this cosmic dragon with the cosmic messenger story. But my question is this first contact story is bringing forward people that are joining my movement as flame keepers that will help keep this going, keep my story visible. I can keep my website going, keep my YouTube active. It costs me, all these things cost money. It needs people to come forward. And Rex, you've been one of the greatest spreaders of my story. And people that are watching, if they want to join, obviously just click the website link and take it from there. They will go down in history, but not for now. I want my flame keepers to stay under the radar. There's no ways that we can promote who's a flame keeper. They will be attacked. But when the time comes, if all of this comes to pass, they will go down in history as making all this possible. That is the one video that's on YouTube about the Alpha Omega. And the main one is obviously the two-hour documentary, which is that one, free view. It's more than 2 hours. It's almost 2 hours, 40 minutes. That's the whole story. That's where the Mithraism story goes in a whole new direction. And that's it, Rex. That's basically everything in a nutshell.
Wow, man. That was an awesome presentation. A lot of information to digest. And thank you for doing this. I appreciate it. It looks like we made it through. Had a couple minor glitches. I'll edit that out. And I'll leave all the links in the video description box.
Thanks, Rex. What a pleasure, mate. I really appreciate the exposure.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Wayne, and have a great day. I'll send you the link when it's uploaded, bro.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Check us out over on Patreon. Why? Because I have hundreds of hours of exclusive content, ad-free, uncensored, unedited, stuff that we can only talk about on Patreon. Beyond the cutting edge, and you'll get access to it for only $1 a month. And if there's an interview that you want me to do, a guest that you want me to get on the show, or a topic that you want me to discuss, if you leave a comment over on Patreon, I'll do my best to get that guest on the podcast or that subject. And I'll even do my best to get back to you here on YouTube. And your contributions greatly help Leak Project. So check us out over on Patreon, and please subscribe to our YouTube channel here and hit the bell for all notifications, and check back daily for new podcasts, as we upload podcasts pretty much every single day. And has anyone told you today that you're awesome? Because you are.